Veterinarians examine a dog.
This machine, it looks a lot like a CT scanner, and in a sense, part of it is a CT scanner. Instead of having a regular X-ray tube in there, it has a higher energy tube in there that will treat cancers. The nice thing about this fundraising is that it will allow us to get the next generation of this machine, which is similar, but they've really made advances in the imaging. It's much better. And also they have something that no other machine has. It has the ability to do real-time changes in how the tumor is treated if there's motion. And so this would be important for other dogs that would have a tumor like scout on the heart, or dogs that, or cats that have tumors in the lungs. So during the treatment, it's able to match without having breath hold or anything like that. The patient can breathe normally and match where the tumor is and deliver that dose. So it's even more precise than what this machine does. The other piece of equipment that we're interested in obtaining is a PET CT. And so the difference with a PET CT as compared to a regular CT is that we're able to give a radiopharmaceutical that will localize in tumors and give us functional information. And so not only will we be able to see the tumors, we'll be able to tell whether they're actively dividing or not. And so that will give us a lot more information as far as identifying tumors, looking for spread of tumors, and then monitoring them to see if they're losing their ability to divide, because that means our cancer treatment is working.
School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Wisconsin-Madison. A dog lays on a beach with the setting sun basking its golden fur in a warm glow.